Ivy the Happy Whisk, and welcome to another Anchor Cast. I am at my kitchen table peeling potatoes. I hope you can hear me. I will find out when I upload this, or I guess I'll find that. Yeah, I'll find out when I upload this. I love my kitchen. It's not done. I mean, it's really not done. It's quite a hot mess still. But I don't care that it's a hot mess because I can see where it's going. And that's what I love. That's what excites me. Sometimes it's just a matter of knowing where we're headed. And for me, I can see where this kitchen is going. I can see that it's going to be a lot easier for me to shoot videos here. It's going to be a lot easier for me to not fight with lighting. It's going to be wonderful. Chopping some carrots. It's just really nice. I mean, this is something that I've wanted for a long time back when I decluttered. And when I decluttered in 2016, you know, the idea was so that I would have a place to keep a white box. A white box is just that. It's a white box that photographers use sometimes to highlight a item, like a piece of pie or an apple or whatever you got. And it goes in that little white box, and the tops, the bottoms, and the sides are white, and the front part is open, so the item can be shown. And it's a nice idea. However, once I decluttered and I got that white box, I hated it. So I didn't do that. So I'm not doing that. But the point is, I wanted that, you know, place to get up and just be able to work at home. And that is what I have now. It's, you know, the cupboards are down. I have less things. I still have quite a lot of ingredients, and I've got to work on that because I can buy ingredients. I don't buy diamonds. I don't buy shoes. I could give a rat's ass about clothes. But when it comes to ingredients, that's it. That's it, boy. I just can buy them. Potatoes are going in. So onions, carrots, all going in my Instapot. I'm going to pressure cook these, and I'm going to make a nut cheese. There we go. So yeah, that's definitely what I wanted when I decluttered, was this kind of, I can see, back when I started decluttering, I saw where I wanted to be, and now I'm standing in that spot. And that feels pretty freaking good, let me tell you. It's not done. Like I said, there's still more to go, but just seeing, sometimes just knowing where the end is and just knowing, you know, the steps that we have to take to get there, or that I have to take to get there, talk for me, I can only talk for me, is exciting. And there's definitely bumps and bruises along the way, but who cares? Hello, that's part of it. That just gives me more stuff to write about and share, because it's not all going to be easy, and it's not all easy. Took the uppers down, and the one thing I'm struggling with the most is where all my spices go. But again, I buy too many herbs and spices, so that's something that I definitely still need to work out. I don't need so much. Doing garlic now. Potatoes are in. I got a red potato. I got two red potatoes and a white potato. I love red potatoes. I don't know what y'all think of them, but for making potato salad, I just find the texture is heavenly. So I also like it for nut cheese. And now I'm doing the last of the garlic. What's nice about the Instapot, I'm pressure cooking. I don't really have to chop this garlic. It's just gonna go, if I can get the skin, I don't know if you can hear, I'm struggling with the skin, paper. Sometimes I let the paper in, but I find with the Instapot, it doesn't really do much with the paper, and then it's just kind of left in the mouth, and that's an unpleasant thing, to be eating a bowl of macaroni and cheese and be left with paper skin from an onion or a garlic bulb. There we go, all in. I'm going to put some water in here and set her on pressure cook. I love this machine. I think I'm going to go ahead and put the, I don't know. They're in. I went ahead and I put the cashews in with the whole thing, and the water is going in. If I could find my water, here it is. But what I was saying is, working toward a goal, and everything serving that goal. And that's really what decluttering was for me. And that's why it was easy to stay on track and easy to stay on focus, because I knew what I wanted. I knew where I was going. I had that end goal. And sometimes I think it's really important, especially when you're going to go into a mass declutter of getting rid of 95% of my stuff. I didn't know that that's what I was going to do. But going into that mass declutter, it helps to know why. You know, it can't, it helps to know why. Is it for health? Is it because somebody wants to read in a room and have quiet space? For me, I wanted a white box. I wanted to be able to get up and work with ease and simplicity. Or, you know, whatever the goal is, everything, it makes it so much easier to have that goal because everything has to serve that goal, right? So how is saving this item going to help me reach my goal? How is saving this item going to interfere with that goal? How is this item even contributing to my life other than I'm just holding on to it because somebody gave it to me? So all of those things come into play when I think about where I'm headed and what I want to do. And I don't know. Really, this was just a practice because I wanted to see if I could cook and do a podcast at the same time. I think that's about it. I got the water in. I got to put this on, and then I have to go upload a different podcast. Oh, my God. I love it. It's so much fun. Thank you so much for listening. I'm Ivy the Happy Whisk, and I'm out.